From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United Nations Security Council has just unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to the North's September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, told the Council Monday evening, "Today we are saying that the world will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea, and today the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves." Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. The resolution will also reduce by more than half the North's gas, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports, while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. Haley said, "We don't take pleasure in further strengthening sanctions today. We are not looking for war. The North Korean regime has not yet passed the point of no return. If it agrees to stop its nuclear program, it can reclaim its future. If it proves it can live in peace, the world will live in peace with it." The U.S. didn't get everything it hoped for in the new resolution. It had sought a complete oil embargo and an asset freeze on the leader, Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a temporary order allowing the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees while the court considers challenges to the travel ban. Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the temporary order Monday. It was expected to remain in effect while the full court takes up the matter, likely within a matter of days. Had the Supreme Court not acted, an appeals court decision lifting part of the ban on refugees would have gone into effect on Tuesday. If there were further challenges to the refugee ban, Kennedy said, they should be filed to the nation's highest court by noon on Tuesday. People in the Florida Keys, residents thereof, may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left by Hurricane Irma. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane Sunday morning. Irma's winds and storm surges swept over the island chain, wrecked roads and bridges, and swept homes and cars aside. An unprecedented rescue and relief response by the United States is underway, not only in Florida, but also in the Caribbean, following the hit by Hurricane Irma. The Trump administration called it the largest ever mobilization of our military in a naval and marine operation. Attention is not only focused on the hard-hit U.S. territories of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, but rescue missions are being conducted to repatriate American citizens on the 88-square-kilometer St. Martin, jointly held by the Dutch and French, where outbreaks of looting and violence have been reported. The U.S. Air National Guard says it successfully rescued more than 1,000 Americans from St. Martin on Sunday. Additional evacuation flights landed there on Monday to take U.S. citizens to Puerto Rico, according to the State Department. The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov has urged the United States to start finding a way to resolve the problems between the two countries. He was quoted by a Russian Foreign Ministry statement. He said, "We called for a stop to the destruction of Russia-U.S. relations and to start finding solutions to resolve problems that are mounting through no fault of ours." The statement was released after Ryabkov met with U.S. Undersecretary of State Thomas Shannon in Helsinki, Finland, on Monday. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.